First time in the Freak Nation. Good to get Donnell Rawlings here in the Freak Nation.
Hot Ridge, yeah! Okay, I won't say the end of it, but you know, you can get a
what the hell was that?
Freak Nation does not sound like a sports show. I can tell you that.
Oh, we're not a normal sports show.
I thought it would come in and be like, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. But it was not like
well,
that.
See, that's when we have black dudes in here, they hear their.
Oh, can you say that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to say African American?
No, okay, here's the deal. We have a national show, Speed Freaks, and one of our co-hosts is black. Statman, he's been with us for 20 some odd years, for 30 years. He is offended by anyone saying African-Americans, because he looked at me once. He goes, that means I would call you a European-American. You're white. Yeah, I'm black. I'm like,
feel oh. But it don't matter. I was just messing
with you. All right, so when the black dudes come in here.
Yeah, my man, my dog. And when Michael Blackson shows up, you can really play it for that way.
We found out early on with our national show, Speed Freaks, that it meant something different. Freaks meant something different to the brothers than it did the white folks.
Right.
And you just did the same thing, like, man, I'm coming into a show called The Freaks. A little
yeah. I was like, somebody's going to be fired if they haven't already. That's like a name that you feel like it's a show that's been on 5 different networks.
Yeah. We're FCC nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. They get fired everywhere. You're always getting that call into the program director's office. They're looking at you in your face, and the human resources department is looking out the window. You know you're about to get you're about to lose your job when nobody, there's only one person making eye contact. And then this is when you know you're about to be out of there. They'll be like, they love everything you've been doing up to this point, but we've decided collectively that we're going to go in a different direction. Just fire me. Fire the black guys. It happens all the time.
So what does freaks mean to
me,
black dudes?
Freaks means somebody to do crazy, freaky stuff. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean freak like a weirdo. When I say freak, it's somebody like to smash all the time. Mm. They don't care who they smash. They do weird stuff. They're probably one sexual experience from doing some stuff that's illegal. You know what I'm saying? When I think of freaks, I just think like this. Oh, my God. It's my wife's birthday. She deserves it. You know what I mean? Like only on Valentine's Day. Honey, you know, it's okay, honey. It's only today. It's your birthday when I think of freaks. And I heard they got those type of freaks here in Arizona. I heard that if you put a purple rock
this state?
In your, I heard when you didn't hear about this.
No.
If you put a purple, this is what I heard. If you go to pass my yard and they have a purple rock in the yard, that means that they're swingers. I don't mean if you can knock.
Oh, wait, you're serious.
Yeah. I don't know if you can knock on their door because you can hold guns here. So it might not be a good idea just to knock on a purple rock door, but that's the story I heard. I'm not going to test it. But you know, now you guys will go home and like, honey, get these damn purple rocks out of the yard. I don't want that black guy showing up thinking it's your birthday. I don't want no problems. Y'all seem like a happy couple, man.
Oh, sweet mother.
Or if we're out taking purple rocks from our neighbors, they're going, damn it, you're listening to freaking Rawlings again, aren't you?
Yep. If your neighbors have purple rocks, it could be a party, man. You never know. Live one. Live hard. YOLO.
Oh, man.
So the first time we went to Disneyland, and what did Hallie bring back?
Yeah, seriously.
Purple rocks.
Because she was in the treasure chest thing, and she picked out all purple rocks.
Who
what
did?
Does that say about our 5-year-old daughter?
Oh, I don't even want to do that, man.
I know.
Let's go back to Paw Patrol, man. I don't want to do that.
Whoa. Yeah.
She's friendly. She's a friendly kid.
Donnell Rawlings joining us here in the Freak Nation. Comedian Donnell Rawlings.
Freaky ass. I like that better.
Do you?
But we can do happy.
Yeah.
Tone it down for your audience. Your audience. And like they're freaky as hell. They're probably this is the only sports show they probably listen to naked. Now that's a good thing to say, man. So dope.
You got in the face of a lot of folks with the Dave Chappelle show. What were a couple of taglines that you had with Dave Chappelle?
One of the most popular ones was at the end. It turned out to be at the end of the show. The sketch was reparations, where you see it was like, what would happen if America gave black people money for reparations? So you see all of these black people just going crazy, almost as if they won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one scene, I'm driving this truck, you know what I'm saying? And it's filled with cigarettes. So I pull up and the reporter is there. And it was like, now that you've won this money, are you going to quit your job as a truck driver? I say, truck driver? I ain't no truck driver. I'm a janitor. I just bought this truck straight cash. Then I got enough money to last me and my family for the rest of our lives. I'm rich, bitch! And that was the one
that
Dave Chappelle went crazy for. It's so much that he made it at the end of every show. That was a tagline. And another tagline that
that's people's ringtones.
Yes, ringtones. It was so popular. I wish I would have had a copyright on that. And it's so funny because it kind of hit my pockets because I would go out with my friends to dinner and then a check would come and nobody would go for their wallet. I thought you said you was rich, bitch. So That and then when
that's
I
played, on TV only.
Always. And but when I played the character Beautiful in a Player Haters Ball, the thing, I'm a guy with a Jerry Curl, and anytime I would say something, I would punctuate the words with this spray can of Jerry Curl juice or whatever. And I would like, hit me two times, bitches. And that was one of the catchphrases that people really, really connect with me with. 15 years the show's been hasn't been on television, but it's one of those shows that you can't shake. You know, even right now, 15 years ago, the internet, Twitter and all that wasn't even here. But now, because that show was so iconic that almost anything that happens with pop culture, there's some kind of way to reference the Chappelle Show, whether it's using a laugh that me and Charlie did. Maybe it's watching Dave Chappelle play the Prince character, but some kind of way the Chappelle Show still is relevant to people to this day.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm 35, so I grew up with it.
And you know what makes me so old and mad? When I see people like yourself, this beard gang all day, right?
You know me, dude.
And they're like, dude, I grew up off of you. I'm like, grew up off me, man.
Well, no,
like,
I was 17, 18. I was the perfect target audience when it came out on Comedy Central. Two questions, real quick one. Do you think that you would have been kicked off the air and jailed today? Because you didn't take liberties like other shows did earlier on. And no, you were so poignant with a lot of your stuff.
I think because a lot of people are afraid to challenge the system or to go that hard. I think that it would have still been, to this day, it would have been a breakout show. Because, I mean, if we was doing those skits right now, it would have been really relevant. Can you imagine the type of sketches we could have wrote in the political climate that we're in now?
Oh, my God, yes.
Everything. I think it would have still been a hot show because I think that Dave Chappelle is one of those groundbreaking personalities. Neil Brennan, all the writing and everybody, I think it would still been popular, the show. And I think right now people would be excited if it came back, even if it was for one shot deal as a special, just to put some closure on it. Everywhere I go, people ask that question, will the show ever come back? I doubt if it ever come back as a series, but within in the state of reboot and everything like that, there's a chance that it could come back for maybe one episode. But the toughest part would be, you know, when my brother, RIP Charlie Murphy, not being here with us right now, that would be you couldn't replace that, but it would be interesting to figure out how we could make him a part of that if it came back.
Yeah, I mean, and with Dave Chappelle's my favorite comedian ever. I mean, he is. Killing Him Softly was the first comedy that I watched 500 times.
Right.
And I've always wanted to ask, so I'm so happy you're here. How much of that was really written, and how much of that were you given liberties
on the show itself
or during the sketch writing process?
What we did was, like, the process was we would always have a blueprint, you know, like basically just as a guide of what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And we would do, like, we'll say, okay, we're going to do this scene clean. We're going to do it just like on a paper. But then Dave Chappelle is so competitive and just goes so hard. After we got what they wanted out of the way, we would play. And some of the dopest lines and some of the dopest parts came with just playing around. When we did the Wayne Brady sketch, this is what people don't understand.
Cool.
If you had an editor edit all the times I spoke on Chappelle's Show for 2.5 seasons, it'd probably be on a timeline for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I always knew that I had to, anytime I had a chance to be in anything, I had to be funny on the spot. And when we first doing Chappelle's Show, I was broke. So I would go to work on my days off just so I could eat for free. I could learn some more. And then there was always a chance of me just popping up in a sketch. Mm-hmm. So the Wayne Brady sketch, I wasn't in there. I was in the green room smoking weed, eating Cheetos and stuff, right? And Neil Brennan, I don't know, somebody forgot to cast or whatever. It was a small part. And then Neil said, son, you want to get shot? We're in Brooklyn, right? So I'm like, this, how do you ask a black guy?
Come on. Oh, no.
How do you ask an African American, sorry, if you want to get shot in Brooklyn? But I thought I was gay. I was like, hell yeah. So that scene, I was in my civilian, I was in my work clothes streets. And when they shot that, it was like, oh hell, it's Wayne Brady, son. So when I fell against the railing, have you noticed that scene? My jacket got caught. And I'm a type of actor, like, I'm not going to stop until you say cut. So I'm swinging on it. And Neil Brennan was like, that's it. It was like one shot. Ooh. And it was done. And they kept that.
Whoa.
So badass.
The Black Butch skit, I wasn't supposed to be with Dave playing Black Bush. Again, I was in the green room smoking some trees, eating Cheetos, right? And Dave was like, yo, you want to get some? Because the guy they had beside him, he wasn't bringing anything. It was just, you know, he wasn't popping. It was like, you don't really have a speaking role, but you're not doing anything to bring the camera to you. So they was like, you want to get on this? And then as soon as I went out, I was like, yo, he tried to kill your father, son. And it that blew up. Then it gave me another edition, another scene. But we never had a cast for that show. It was always, you're only as good as your last sketch. So guess what? You're back on because you ripped. And another thing that worked and my favorite for that show, you know, any television show, you have a warm-up comic, mm-hmm. a comic that goes out there and gets the crowd all mm-hmm. excited before you go out. Before people didn't know who I was at the time. People didn't know who I was. They didn't know me from the Chappelle show. They only, because I used to be the warm-up comic. So before we get ready to start, ladies and gentlemen, y'all ready to have a good time? We're going to start off without, not even you seeing them on. Give it up for Donnie Ross. So it was my responsibility to get that crowd geeked up. So I used to rip so hard, but it was a method to it. I was like, I used to rip so hard. I used to have that crowd so lit that if I happened to be in a sketch, people were reacting to me as the person they saw
wow.
just ripping, which made it seem like my characters were a lot bigger. Like if you're a student of that show, if you watch every time I pop up, you see people clapping and stuff before I even say anything because they was clapping for that. But awesome. I was making my own soundtrack.
What?
So I was making.
That's amazing. That's brilliant.
I tell people all the time, man, in this business, you got to be ready to do what the next person won't do and to go harder. You know what I'm saying? I've been in so many situations where even with Chappelle's show, I had already done the part. I'm rich, bitch. So people was familiar with me. But we had another actor that was doing another scene and he kept screwing up in the scene. They were shooting the scene for 2 hours. And first Dave and Neil could just put whoever they wanted on the show. They was like, this, we're going to trust your judgment. This guy wasted so much money and took so long. The Comedy Central said, we want to open up casting to everybody, actors, comedians. So I had already done the I'm rich, bitch thing. So I asked, I was talking to Neil and he was like, yo, B, that was him doing a black voice. He said, he said, you got to audition. I was like, what's the next thing? He said, you got to audition. I was like, audition? I'm rich, bitch, right?
Yeah.
But this is, I tell everybody, and I could have been a diva. I could have been like, you guys have seen what I've done. You know my body of work. I'm the I'm rich, bitch guy or whatever. I'm not going to just make me an offer. Had I done that, what I knew was there's no way I had a chance on getting that role if I don't go for it.
Right.
So I said, okay, whatever. And I went in there and I went to audition room and I went so hard that I could feel like I'm not going to audition again. I went so hard on this one character. And then at the end of it, I looked at the camera. I was like, so do I have to audition anymore? Never auditioned again.
That's awesome.
Started giving me stuff.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Bam.
I was like, pow.
Donnell? Where is that? Does that live on YouTube somewhere?
That story?
No. And that audition. Is that somewhere?
It's somewhere. I wish it would be good. If we ever did something where it was a reunion or something, I'm pretty sure that they could pick all that. Because, man, as dope as that show was, of the stuff that you saw, the stuff that didn't make it, the stuff that they cut, because Neil Brennan, and another thing that made the show hot, they never, every sketch, it was like, trim the fat, trim the fat. If it does not kill, we're not using it. And you had some stuff, you'd be like, oh, that's kind of funny. But it was all about like, no, funny, funny, funny. But if you did like a 20-year anniversary or anything like that, and the things that you didn't see, like on, I think it was the second season, Dave and Neil did a commentary. And that's interesting because Neil Brennan tell you like, okay, guys, Donnell was not supposed to be on the show. But it's like he just kept showing up.
Things I want to hit next, being an older dude with a younger kid,
yes.
Yoga pants, and the...
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time.
And yeah. The wire.
Don't bring up no yoga pants around me. That and if go you, straight to a farmer's market.
Yeah. If you had to be born in a damn jersey, excuse me, buried in a damn sports jersey.
Redskins.
Wow. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That's wow. it. That's it.
Nuts.
That's the reason why, because it rhymes with dead skins. I would be dead at the
or foreskins. Take that. Donnell Rawlings next.
Nastiest show ever.
Like I said, Freak Nation, we need a little bit of funny tonight, didn't we? Here it is. Donnell Rawlings, comedian, actor here in the Freak Nation.